Semi-stressed. Okay. Now, this logically is going to follow a lot of the ideas that we talked about, ona general, ona less than stressed. So a lot of this should already be what happens when it's ona more than stressed. Okay. One of the key ideas or issues in this sugya that we've been talking about for some of these dinim in terms of ona inherent to ona, the ona pachos mishtas. Was that like really a form of Onah, or the dinim there are part of Onah that Amna doesn't apply less than Rishdas, which is the Rosh's second option? Or Onah really applies less than Rishdas, but Lamaisa you have Mechila, or fundamentally you have Mechila, or in terms of enforcement, you always have to have Mechila, right? But ultimately, Onah applies across the board, but there are other factors that come into play. So let's say Onah maybe applies always, right? More than it shows, less than it shows. Anytime you overcharge, you're in the world of Onah. But what happens is that once you have Onah, there are other factors that come in. So less than it shows, mechila can come in, right? And more than it shows, some other din is going to come in and change it. Or you can say no, right? Less than it shows is Onah. More than it shows is Onah. Onah is also Onah, right? And there are just different dinim within those of Onah that come to play, right? So is it that you have the third option that Onah only applies at excess? That's just like where Onah applies, which would just be a little harder to say that Yos just is the halal. You could say maybe Onah only starts at 1/6 and goes up, right? And ultimately, the question is the fact that Yosef Mishtos is that something inherent to Onah, or is that like an external thing? Okay, that's our core question. Okay, so the Gemara in Amitzia, Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Pachos Mishtos, Dikne Mekach, Yosef al Shtos, Bitol Mekach. Okay, more than a Shtos is going to be Bitol Mekach. Shtos is Kana, Umachzir Onah. Okay. Okay. And that's limited to the time frame where you go and show it to your friend, and you're able to know that you got overcharged. Once that time frame passes, then it's too late. So in this Gemara, we have a few points. One, right, is that Pachas Mishtos is Nikne Mekach, Yoser Mishtos is Bitol Mekach. By Shtos, it's Kana. The Mekach is Konev, and your Machzir Onah, right? It kind of implies that Yosef Mishtos is not necessarily Kana, not really part of the Mekach, right? It's like different. On the other hand, both Onah and Onah of Yosef Mishtos and of Shtos are both Bechdei Shira L'Tagger. They're limited to that time frame where you could show it to somebody else, which kind of implies, right, they're part of the same sort of thing that you overcharged a certain time frame. No longer applicable. Okay. So that would imply on some level that they're really part of the same din. Right? There are two sub-dinim in Onah of Bitol Mekach and Kanonah. They're both part of Onah, and they both are the same time frame that Onah naturally has. Ryan also says, Yibailu, Bitol Mekach l'Rabbanan l'Olam Chozer, Udoma b'chdei According to the Rabbanan, when you get Bitol Mekach, is it forever or only until Shira L'Tag? Okay, which is right here, Rava said explicitly that it's Bitol Shira L'Tag. But here in the Gemara says, according to the Rabbanan, who argue under Yosef, maybe it's forever. Now, the fact that it would be forever would imply that it's different, right, than regular Onah. Im Tzolomar Shira L'Tag or And if they're both limited in time frame, so what's the difference? The answer is Ika, the ilushtus mishenit anechozer. When it comes to Onah of 1/6, then only the person who's being cheated can back out, right? V'ilu yeter al shtus, shnehem chozrim. If it's more than a sixth, then both of them can back out, and both of them can complain. Now, what's the problem? And why should that doesn't make sense, right? The fact that you overcharged by more means that now you have more rights. right? It seems very unfair. You overcharged more. You cheated the other person by a greater factor. And now some of you have more rights. The Tosfos says, if yes, I should stand closer. If Tomar, the Parakasvina, in the case of Baba Basra, Amar of Chizda, Macher lo shava hay bevav, the hukar va Amar al Ches. You sell something that's worth 5 for 6, but then, right, boom, suddenly oil prices shoot up, and now it's actually worth 8. So now it turns out that you, the seller, who overcharged, now kivyachol undercharged, right? Lokeach yachol aksebo, so the buyer who got cheated is allowed to back out. Lo mocher, the amar le lokeach, ilav donitani lo matz hadarbach. If you hadn't cheated me, you would never have been able to back out, right? Therefore, hachanami amayin ma'ane yachol aksor. Nebele, nami hamitane, ilav donitani. Why can't the person who got cheated say, if you had not cheated me, right, you wouldn't be able to back out. So you shouldn't be able to bow that you did cheat. If it's more than a shtus, it's not onah anymore. It's rachok min hamekach yoter midai uki'il akla. At some point, right, your value that it got sold, and the whole sale was a farce, right? It's as if it's yayin v'nimtza chomet. It's like you sold wine, and it turns out you're selling him vinegar, right? The barrels are full of vinegar, not wine. Because it's a mekach tos, right? So option number one here is to say ona of Yosef Ishtos is just a mekach tos. Now, ironically, because it's a mekach tos, no sale actually happened because I sold you A, right? I sold you B under the pretense that it's A. So here also, the sale never happened. Bimela, even the seller who cheated you is able to back out because there was no sale. It's not really backing out, right? Because the sale never actually happened, right? So ironically, that could also help out the seller. Now, this separate, seems like the Gemara in Baba Basra basically adds in another din that if later on the prices go up so that the seller would be benefiting from the fact that he cheated you, so it could be that we would say, lo yehi chotei niskar, and like Midrash Rabbanan, he's not allowed to back out. Or he has to abide by the same. Right? But that's like a separate chinas that has nothing to do with the dini mamonis aspect. And monetarily, no sale happened. Okay? Rav Yitzchak bar Mordechai tirates, the ha'am kishe'in ha'lokeach tovea onato. Because no, the case of Baba Basra, the lokeach, the who got cheated isn't demanding his money back. So the Rivam says, now what's the difference? Is that once the guy who got cheated demands back his money, right, then the seller sold it for X amount of money. Now he has to return more than a sixth of that. So now the seller can say, look, I agreed to sell it for X amount. If you want the money, your money back. Now the money that I thought I was gonna get, I never agreed to this, right? So he never agreed to the sale, right? It now becomes, right? He now has the right to back out because he never agreed to the sale under these terms. And ironically, it's now a little bit legabe the seller. The seller says he's going to sell it for $100, right? Turns out it's only worth 70, right? Now the buyer demands back his 30. The seller could say, I agreed to sell it to you for $100. I never agreed to sell it to you for $70, right? I'd rather just be mevatel the whole mekach. You could have back all your money. I want back my object. Because I only agreed to sell it for 100, not 70, right? But if the buyer wants to keep the sale, of course the seller can't back out. Right? So what's happening? The first day on Tosfos says that the whole thing is a mekach tos. The second day on Tosfos, the Rebbe says, no, of course it's a good sale. But once the buyer demands back with meona, and he's changing the terms of the agreement, right? Because they agreed on 100, and now the seller's only getting 70. So the seller can say, look, this is just isn't what I agreed to. Okay? So the din, basically, is that according to the first day of Tosfos, onah more than a shtus isn't really a din onah, right? It's really mekach tos. And that's why the mekach is batan. For the Rivam, onah is, yosef mishtus is also part of onah, and the din really is that you could demand back the extra money. It just, because it's such a demanding back the extra money alters the terms of the agreement too much, the whole agreement is bata. Right? Yeah.
I guess in that second stage of the revamp, I see it as a second stage where you're, because the agreement was changed, therefore it's batal. That sounds so similar to me again to mekach tos.
It is, but it's coming from the opposite direction.
Okay.
The first one is saying it's a mekach tos, and the mekach is batal because the agreement was so far from reality, right? It's so far from the actual value, and therefore there was no deal and no mekach. The second one says there was a mecher and there is onah. It's just that afterwards, if the mitaneh demands back his money, right, that would trigger an act, that would change the agreement enough that the seller would have the right hand. The question is who's right, who's made it a mekach tos? According to the first day in Tosfos, the whole thing lechatchila was a mekach tos. According to the Rivam, it's a totally valid sale with onah. The din of onah gives the right to the nitaneh to demand back the extra money. But if he actually demands back the extra money, right, then the seller would turn out post facto to only be getting 70 when he agreed to 100. And therefore, he can claim that he never agreed to this deal, right? Nafgamina, when Lando Calrissian tells Vader, right, this wasn't part of the deal, and then Vader says, I am altering our agreement, right? Then what happens? Then Lando says, oh, now it's a mekach tos, and he breaks, right? He breaks them all out, and helps them all escape. Right? It doesn't mean that Limafreya, Lando never sold them out. Right? It's not that Lando never agreed to the agreement. He agreed to the agreement. He sold them out. Then Vader altered the terms of the agreement. And now Lando says, oh, now it's a mikanu haba, it's a mekach tos, because you changed the agreement post facto. Right? So there was an agreement. Right? He betrayed them. Then Vader changed the terms of the agreement. And once he altered the agreement, the Mela, now Lando has the right, is like, oh, I'm about to the mech. Right? But that's all post facto. Right? As opposed to say, to a case saying, oh, yeah, there never was an agreement in the first place. Okay? Right? Option number one, Ona Yos Mishos, is just a mekach tos. And therefore, even the cheater, right, is allowed to back out because there never was a sale in the first place. Right, this Rivam's bar is that there was a sale. It's just that it's a no, that since the mitaneh is able to claim back the extra money, but if in actuality the chi'i, the mitaneh, actually demands back the money, that changes the terms of the agreement, which opens the door for the seller to say, look, but I never agreed to this new agreement, right? These are new terms. Okay. Says the Rambam, Aiza ha'onah yesira al ashtus b'chol shu, ki shemachar shavah shishim b'chamishim, pachos p'ta batal mekach, v'hamit aneh yachol l'hachzir achifetz v'lo yiknek klal, aval ha'aneh otero ino yachol or in matzah, v'zeh. Afo pisha batal hamekach, in hamane yichayav v'lachzir, ad shetia hona yosera al-pruta. How is a pruta b'shtave, ino ma'asir, she ino na l'pruta. Okay? So, which means the, you know, now the pruto sigya, right, which is fine. Like that implies that there's no now the pruto's meaning that no, it's not really a dinik gezel, because pruto's are insufficient to trigger the altonu ishit b'chayiv concept. Right, so the Rambam says that the mekach is batel, but only the mitaneh is able to back out. So the Rambam is kind of saying, on the one hand, it's a mekach tos, but it's not a mekach tos because it's yayin benimsa chometz. Both of them could back out, right? It's a din and ona that you're able to mevatel the mekach, right? And it's only if the mitaneh wants to. Okay, so according to the Rambam, you have two levels within ona. You have up a shtos where the din is ma'asir d'me ona. And you have yes in Rishos where the mitaneh is allowed to be mevato the mekach and not be kona at all, right? Fine. Okay. Now the Rambam, right? Also in Perek, Hamocher lachaber oshave arba b'chamisha shariyah mekach batel Moshe Biarnu. Here he sounds like it's a dinner no na that only the mitaneh is able to be chozer. Here he sounds like really it's a bit at matos, but okay, it's a little bit tricky. So here, Tosos right said it's a mekach tos, and there's no mekach. The Rambam says it's a din no na, just like the Rivam. The Rivam says the mekach is kayam, but you have the right to demand back the mail na, but that could trigger mocher to say, but I never agree. The Rambam says batal me'atma midin na. Not midin mekach tos, and therefore the mitaneh is able to choose. The mitaneh is able to be chozer or to be mochel. Okay, dafka why kashloi echot nisgar, and but if, even if it's yoser mishtos, if it's only prutos, in on all the prutos, so there's no chiv lahachsi. Why is that important? Because if it was just a din a bit mekach tos, so then there's no mekach, in which case of course he has to return it. Right. If it's a mekach tos and lo yehechote niskar, so that's why only the mitaneh is able to back out. So if the in a case where it's yoser mishtos, even if it's only prutos, right? Ha'isa pruta b'shave ino maxir she ino na le prutos. But if it's a mekach tos and batal hamekach, so then how could it be that ino man echayv lahachzir ad sheyehona yoser al pruta? The mekach is batel. If it's batel, then there was no sale, in which case it would be gezel. Right? Meaning, in on all the pruto should only apply when we're dealing with hachzaras d'me ona. If it's a mekach tos, let's say Bob sells somebody wine. It turns out that it's vinegar, right? Does he have to give back the money? Of course, right? Let's say it's only a pruta. You still have to return the money, right? If you don't give back the money, it's called gezel. So if the Rambam really was trying to say that it's mekach tos, and mekach is batel, so then how could you apply all the prutas here? Right? So it sounds like for the Rambam that the din of mekach tos is a din in, or it's not really a din of mekach tos, it's a din in ona. That the mekach is batel because you cheated the other guy. But it's only for the benefit of the mitaneh, in which case it's dependent on the ratzon of the mitaneh. So that sounds like that's a din in ona, and not a mekach tos plus a takana derabban. Okay? Now it's interesting because it's not, right? It's hard to like really That's a funny formulation of the Rambam. That seems to be what the Rambam is saying. It's a din and ona, but the mekach is batel. So it's kind of like the Rambam is kind of like in this weird in-between place where the mecher is batel, unlike what the Rivam says with mekach is kayam, right? But it's not a mekach tums. And that's why if it's only a pruta, in ona le prutos, and the mela, you wouldn't have to return it because it's a din and ona, not a din mekach tums. But it's a din and ona that the mecher is batel. Yeah, ew.
For the Rambam, if you reach a point where you call it a mekach ta'u, is it just no longer ona'a? Or is there a situation where two would overlap?
One more time, sorry. Maybe I just misunderstood.
I'm saying, is there a situation in which the two would overlap? Like it'd be both ona'a and a mekach ta'u?
You could, yes. It's hard. I think it's a little bit hard to have that because once it's a mekach ta'u, it's not ona'a. Right? If you sell the guy yayin, so then it's just a mekach ta'us. There was no sam.
Okay, so is he saying to some effect that there, like it's a sale that should not have happened, but it's a sale as opposed to it's a sale that's so preposterous that we wouldn't even bother doing anything about it?
Well, that's it. When it comes to mekach ta'us, the standard case of mekach ta'us is that the premise of the sale is false. You're selling the guy barrels of wine and they're filled with vinegar. In which case, no sale happened because I sold him something that doesn't exist, right? As opposed to ona, where I'm overcharging, the premise of the sale that I'm selling you X these barrels for $100 a barrel, when really they're only worth 70 a barrel. But the premise is that I'm selling you these barrels for $100 a barrel. Right? The premise is true. It's unfair, but it's true, right? So Rambam says the premise is true, so it's not a mekach ta'us, right? But it's ona, and ona, yes, and mishtos, the din of ona states that if you overcharge by more than a sixth, then the sale is del, midin, dine ona. Now that actually works out relatively nicely with the Rambam, because the Rambam's shita, also by ribis, also like kind of by ona, seems to be the idea of it's not really, it's not like gezel, right? Because it, like, let's say, it wasn't gezel, but it ends up kind of being gezel because monetarily, right, you don't have the right to, you have this responsibility to take care of your fellow Jew, which is a monetary responsibility, not just a moral responsibility. Could be the same thing here. You're not allowed to overcharge your fellow Jew, all right? And therefore, if it's egregious enough, right, it monetarily undermines the sale. Right, but that's only true once it's more than a prutos because you know not the prutos, right? It's the ona which triggers a monetary law response of the mecher being bought down. Right, which gets into this cool idea of like where this moral responsibility, right, is true not only on the moral level but also on the financial monetary law level. Right, so the Rambam would say it's not a mekach ta'us, but the mecher is batel because the ona is too egregious. But it's only if it's more than prutos because ain ona la prutos. So even though the mecher is batel, it's batel because of the ona. Okay, right, and that just reminds us of the stuff by Ribis, where the Rambam was saying, okay, right, the din of Ribis says that you're not allowed to take this money, and therefore taking it constitutes theft, right? Not in the action. The action of taking it isn't an act of theft. That's the Chazanish's approach, but that's not how we want to understand the Rambam. Not that the action of taking the money is theft, right? But the money basically is stolen, right? Or you have stolen money because you have violated the monetary rights of somebody else, even though you didn't do an act of theft. Right? It's like a Maisa Hamas without actual Gaza. Okay. Seder, right? What's our problem? We have the Gemara Bava Basra, we talked about that already. So, what's the Pitul Mekach by the me'ane, right? Just why does that work? So yod mishos hebi mekach tos, and therefore even the me'ane is able to be chozer, right? And then the Gemara says, oh, but hashul tani matzis hadus bach, so it's like a separate din shloya hichotin eskar, right? Or yod mishos is a din in ona, and the mekach is really kayim, says the Rambam. Well, the Rambam says no, it's a din ona, and therefore the me'ane is machlit. So it would be bitul mekach, but only if the mitaneh wants it. Here, where the prices went up afterwards, right, it's beneficial for the mitaneh to keep the set. Okay. The riff, right, goes in the direction, it's a mekach taos. I had the Rav Chizda leisa, dhaka pasak rava hilchasa shtos kano machzirona. Elamiu ki leisei le Rav Chizda b'shtos hu de leisei, aval with bitul mekach, the Amar Lei Lokeach Vemocher Ilav Doni San Lo Matzis Hadrus Bach Hashu Doni San Matzis Hadrus Bach. The time of the Vechiz, the time of the Mistaberu. Look, once there's Ona of a Shtas of more than a Shtas, it's a Mekach Tav, right? But Memela, since we have this Svara of Shaloi Hechot Eniskar, we're gonna prevent the cheater from being able to be chosen. Okay, so what happens? We basically disagree with Tosos. He argues on Tosos. Here we go. Right? Tosos seems to think that practically the Ma'aneh is able to back out if it's more than a Shos, because it really just never happened. There wasn't a sale. Dafka, the case of Chizda Baba Basra, is a case of Shavech Chamesh B'Sheish, right? And therefore, it's Dafka Ona, exactly, according to Shmuel, right? Ona's bows. And therefore, right, he says, oh, we love the Onisan, right? Because that's Ona of Shtos. So Tosos might say that, okay, but if it's more than Shtos, it's just Bitul Mekach, and there's no sale. The Rif says, oh, even then, we still say Shloi Hechotenes. Okay, but really, it's a Mekach Tos. Okay, now, interesting shita of the Rosh. Hikshah Rabbi Yonah. Right? You can't say like the Riva that Shtehem Chozrim means only after the Mit'aneh demands back the Ona, because it never said that in the Gemara. Stama lav b'tove onato mayri, sherei ein yachol b'tove onato b'yotim mishtot, ela oyiv tov b'hamekach, oyiz ratzebel. He's not okay there, right? Yosef Mishtos, there's no din of asking back the Dmei Onah, it's either Bitul Mekach, right, or not. Now, the Riva obviously is under the impression, and as of the Shita, that even Yosef Mishtas is still Onah. So, of course, you could demand back the actual Dmei Onah, right? You can also be Mevatel the Mekach, but you can also demand back the Dmei Onah, according to the Riva. The right of Menorah says, but in the Gemara, it says Bitul Mekach, right? Which means you cancel the wholesale. And there is, right, to be onas shtus, dafka hu diachol etvoa onas. Hilkach in la hamir chazaras hama'ane, kish tovea hamitane, mashe en yachol min adin letvoa. How can we say that the mitane is demanding back the dmei onah? He has no right to demand that. And obviously, the Riva says, well, obviously, if by onas shtus he has that right, of course, by yesu mishtus he has that right. Right? Again, obviously, they're arguing. Is shtus part and parcel, yasem shtus, part of shtus, right? It's just a more extreme case of regular ona, or is it something separate? Right? But you're not saying, oh, clearly it's something separate. Okay? So what does Rabbi Yonah explain? How does he understand the Gemara? So he says what? Had Amar Hashem Chozren, Hayu Kol Zman Shehamitane Yachol Lachzol, Gam Hama'ane Yachol Lachzol. The high time of the law must be amr they ilav the only time. Mishon the it in chazarat hamane el mishon lete that chazarat mitane. The mekach she is but taut biyeter mishut mistama yachzor bo hamitane. Kivan shein yachol et va on ato. So the Rabbi Yonah says like this. When can the cheater back out? Because really, since the cheatee has the right to withdraw from the sale, then what happens? Hare kinosi vinosin below the shichadam. It's as if there was no kinyan. Okay? Why? Because the kinyan hasn't gone through yet. אבל אם נתרצה המענה במחר, אין המענה יכול לחזור בו אחר כך. Once the nitane, the cheatee, decides that he wants the sale, then the cheater can't back out anymore. So in the case of a babastra where the price went up, so of course the cheatee wants to keep the sale. But in our case, where he's overpaying, min hasam, he wants to back out, and therefore also the seller can back out, because the kinyan never went through. Now, why didn't the sale go through yet?
He didn't take it with him yet?
No, he already took it with him. You're right, which is a great question. He's like, wait a second. How could it be Harei Kin Nosei V'Nosei below Mashicha if he actually did Mashicha already?
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know.
What svara can you give? It's a little tricky, but I think I think this is stabber than what he's saying.
Like, you need to have the das when you're being Mosheich. So there is no Mosheich if you don't really want to do it.
Yafet, right? I think he's kind of giving this very interesting modified version of the das argument, which is, on the one hand, you did Mashicha. On the other hand, you're being deceived, right? Now, what's cool is that he doesn't say, and therefore there's no sale because it's a Mekach Tos. And he says, and therefore, the sale is kind of like mitla tayi v'kai, right? It's kind of like hanging in the air, has not fully gone into effect. Right, you did the ma'aseh kinyan, but it can't really be chal because your das is incomplete. So you don't really know, right, the value of the object. So what happens is that you have a case where you did a ma'aseh kinyan, the kinyan isn't really chal yet. Since you did a ma'aseh kinyan, the kinyan is not fully chal, the mela, you're kind of stuck in the middle where it's sort of like waiting. And what's it waiting for? It's waiting for the das of the mitaneh. So before the kinyan is chal, says Rabbeinu Yonah, also the me'aneh, the seller who's overcharged, is able to back out because the kinyan wasn't chal yet, right? On the other hand, once there's das of the buyer to accept the sale, then it's chal because now there's das. Right? So basically what happens is you have this idea of like the das is like kind of mitla tayi v'kai. It's kind of hanging in stasis or in the balance until you're able to kind of determine whether or not the das of the kone, right, is there or not. And that depends on whether or not he wants the sale or not. So it's like mitla tayi v'kai. You did all the meisin. You did the meisin kinyan, but it can't really be chal until it has das from the kone. Okay, and then he says, "Right, kivut shehukru ina lokeach omid lachserbo. V'im ina lokeach rotsa lachserbo ela tovea onaso mina mocher." So then, Rabbi Yonah calls up, "Ein yachol letova onaso kivut shaya yachol lachserbo lo niskayim hamekach arata." He says, "Rabbi Yonah, wait a second. Why can't you demand back your money? Right? Why should you be worse off in a case of ona yoser mishdas than a case of onas shdas? Why can't you say, I want to keep the sale, but I want the extra money back? Why? Because kivan she in yachol letva onaso. Why? Kivan she haya yachol lachzer bo. Lo niskayim hamekach ad ata. Ve'in hamitane yachol letva onato. Ela ki yisham ona b'shasha mekach niskayim. He says, when is the sale going through? Only now when the buyer decides that that's what he wants, right? But right now, the buyer knows that he's being cheated, right? So it's not that there was a sale in which there was ona, and now he wants the money back, because the sale's happening right now. So either he can decide that he wants the sale right now, and then it's a sale, and he can't demand ona because he just agreed to it. Or there's no sale, in which case there's no sale, right? Because the sale's happening now, there was no sale back then. And therefore, it's not that he doesn't have the right to demand ona. It's just that there was no sale of Ona, because the sale is mitla tayi v'kai until now. And it's kind of hanging in the balance. It's in limbo until we decide, right? Elavade lo chal hamekach, ela b'shasha miskayim oso mishay mitaneh. Right? And there, al kachach, lamay debayi v'meymar, dadar chizat shavayi, matzi hajibu, Lo amrinam dechal hamekach lemafreya. We don't. It's not chal lemafreya. You might have done the ma'ase kinyan, but the chalos is only now. Kishem mekayimo so achshav, right? And therefore, both of them could back out until now because it hasn't been chal, right? Ki ilu nasa v'nasa below mashicha, because the kinyan hasn't been chal yet, and you can't demand back the demeo na. You can't demand back the me'ona because me'ona is dependent on there having been ona, right? And you want the money back. But here there was no sale yet. Okay? And the Rash in Bav Basra, Avagav Dechuli Alma, ona, shtos ina ma'ani yachal asubo, shiny hacha, shechazar ha'mekach lios bito mekach legabe ha'mofer, kodim shenifkayim ha'mekach legabe lokach. What happened in Bav Basra? The price went up before the cheatee realized that he got cheated. If the sale never happened until the cheatee realizes, so when is the sale? When they agree. So in Bava Basra, who's really getting cheated? The seller, right? Because now it's worth eight. And the sale is only going through when the mit'aneh realizes and decides to be makabel. Dahainu betoch deshi rala tagar shayom erotza ani denekach hilkach gam hamocher yacholach serbo kiva shalokayim halokeach adayin esamekach, and the seller is now being cheated because now it's worth eight and he sold it for only six, right? Even though when he sold it, right, it was worth five and he sold it for six, since the seller didn't realize yet. So it's still mitla tayvakai, hasn't gone through. The sale hasn't gone through, and then it went up to eight. And when the guy realizes it's now worth eight. So really, the seller's the one being cheated because there was no sale yet. So the tables have turned. That's why the Gemara in Bava Basra needs this chiddush of saying that Ilav, the Onisami, lo hayitach liyachzor, that we knast him, we say, lo dihei chotinis. Right? Because otherwise, of course, the buyer would want the mecher, so it should be kayam. Right? But we need this extra argument of Yilav Donisani, because now when the sale is going through, it's more than Dmei Ona against the seller. Because the tables have turned in the interim. And the sale never went through in the first place. It's only going through now. Okay? So what we have is this idea of, on the one hand, we have Yosef Mishdos is a din and ona, right? The Riva, it's a din, the Mekach is Kayam, and the din of ona is that you have to return the Meona. We have the idea of the Rambam that it's Midin Ona, right? But it's Bittul Mekach Midin Ona. And then we have the other side say, no, Yosef Mishdos is really a din of Mekach Tos. Tosu says, it's a Mekach Tos, and the sale never went through. There never was a sale. The Riv says, there wasn't really a sale, but Lamaisa we say, Lo Yehechote Neskar. The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh say, it's not that there was no sale, but the sale is Mithil Tai Vikai. It's held in limbo, right, until the buyer realizes and understands what's going on. And then, Ansha Rotsa Hamitaneh, there's Adayin no Mecher, right? But if it was Misyaker, then the tables have turned before the actual sale went through. So on the one hand, the Misane wants it. On the other hand, now the seller is actually being cheated, technically speaking. And that's why we need the argument of Shloye Hechote Nesfar. Okay, so we'll stop. That makes sense, everybody? Yeah, Rachel.
I had a few questions. First of all, for the Rabbeinu Yonah, he seems to, I guess, not use Dmei Ona as a concept. Was that just because it's Yotam Rishtos?
The Dmei Ona, Machzir Dmei Ona, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, would be Rishtos. Exactly, Rishtos.
Oh, okay.
Right. Anything more than that is sort of like a Mekach Tos, right? Because it's Mitlatai. And really, he's Mode that if it's Ona, really more than a Shtos should also be Ona. And lead us to the situation of a Masir Tmeona. But since the sale only goes through when you actually understand what's happening, because you have the das of the koneh, so Mimela, there's no Tmeona because the sale's happening now, right, with his full understanding. Right? So actually, this is another important point, is that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, Yosef Ishtus, in theory, also is part of the world of Onah, but in practice, it's not, because the sale only goes through now. According to the Rambam, Yosef Mishtus is also part of Onah, but the din is Bitol Mekach. Right? According to Ben Yonah, Yosef Mishtus has the same Onah din, but it also has this added caveat of being an incomplete Mecher because there's insufficient dots. Right? So, unlike, let's say, Tosfos says it really should be Ona, but it just Mekach does. Ben Yonah says, it's not just a Mekach Tos, because the sale is there, just Mitzvah Tali V'Kali, but it hasn't gone through yet, but then you don't have to pay back the original Dmei Ona, because the sale only goes through now, and not L'mafreya. Right? V'lo Amrinan D'chala Mekach L'mafreya, and therefore, Eino yachol etvo naso kivan shaya yachol lachzer bo v'lo niskayim hamekach harata. Ve'in hamitane yachol etvo nato ela ki yisham ona v'shash hamekach mitayim. Right? And right now, when the mekach is miskayim, he actually knows that he's overpaying and he agreed to it. Because he decided that's better for him.
My next question has to do with the case in the Gemara. If the price goes up after, I guess it came up in my head because of the Rabbeinu Yonah's formulation. But if the price goes up after, it doesn't seem to, it shouldn't really affect that sale because prices fluctuate all the time. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly the question, right? Which is the fact that the price went up shouldn't change what happened in the past. You had a sale, you did Ona, right? Who cares what happened afterwards? So one option, which is what the Rif says, which is, yeah, just that it would lead to a situation where the bad guy wins by being bad. Shalo yehechot in iskar, we give him a knas, and we don't let him benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But that's like a separate thing. Right. That's like a, you know, that's the morality police. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's actually fundamental. Because it's more than Onah, the sale has never gone through. And therefore, when it's hukar va'amar al shmoneh, the tables have actually turned in the midst of the sale.
Right. But the fact that the Gemara gives any backing out means that it thinks once, if the price fluctuates after the sale has happened, that will affect the sale. I just don't understand why that's the assumption.
Well, according to the Rif, that's not the assumption. According to the Rif, it's not part of the sale at all. It's just a separate fact.
Okay.
Right.
But you can still give it back because I don't remember.
According to the Rif, the sale went through. Now it's a Mekach. Now you are over on Ona, right? In theory, it should be Bata because there's Yosef Mishtas. However, in this case, since the price went up afterwards and the bad guy would benefit from the din of Bitol Mekach, the Mila, what we do is we say that he's not allowed to back out anymore. Why? Then it's a Mekach Tos. So the answer is, yeah, it is a Mekach Tos. So really, the cheater should benefit and now own this object, which is now worth $8, and be able to sell it for $8. On our way, Ilu lo onitan lo have a Matzis Hadjus Bas. Asher de onitan Matzis Hadjus Bas. Therefore, you can't and be Knas. But it's a Knas for lo yehechotinesa.
Okay, I was missing something in my head. Okay.
According to the Rambam, it's just a description of the Din of Onah, that the Din of Onah is only for the Mit'aneh and not for the Nit'aneh, for the Me'aneh, right? So only the Chi'i is able, only the victim is able to apply this rule. If you think that it's a Din in Onah, that makes perfect sense, right? If you think it's a din of Mekach Tos, shouldn't Mekach Tos just cancel out the whole sale? So the Rif says, yeah, it cancels out the sale. Second. The Rif says, yeah, it cancels out the whole sale. In a Hanan, you're totally right. This is something that's happening afterwards, which is totally irrelevant. But, right? Because, so it's really two steps. There's bitul mekachta to mekachtas, then there's a knash lo yehechot eneska. Right? According to the Rambam, the whole, it's a bitul mekach, but only midinona, and only if the mitaneh wants it, only if the victim wants it. Right? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, actually, it's not two steps. It's only step one. You never got to step two because the mitaneh never won. According to the Rif, it's two totally different steps. Mm-hmm. Right? You have megachtas, and then you have a knash shalehechot eniska. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's one continuous step because the mecher's never gone through yet because it's mitla tayyiv kai. So therefore, the price points of 5 and 8 both are happening in the midst of the sale, right? And therefore, we're in this very dynamic situation where this value is changing during the sale.
That was really cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shkaya. Thank you.